Moonlit Jungle. Ableton Lev 12 sub approach from scratch. Beginner drum and bass drums. Let's build a tight, rolling jungle groove where the sub bass sets the pocket, and the drums are designed to lock around it. This is one of those classic deep, moonlit vibes. Clean low end, punchy breaks, controlled movement. And we're doing it from scratch with mostly stock Ableton devices. Before we touch anything, quick mindset. In a lot of beginner DNB projects, people start with a break, then try to squeeze a sub underneath it. We're flipping that. The sub is the foundation. Everything else is shaped to make the sub feel confident and uninterrupted. Alright, open Ableton Live 12. Step 0. Session setup. Set your tempo to 172 BPM. Time signature stays 4/4. Now create a few tracks. Make a MIDI track and name it SUB. Then create 3 audio tracks. Kick, snare, and break. Create a return track, return A, and name it Drum Room. And finally, we're going to group the drum tracks in a minute and call that group Drum Boss. Tiny workflow tip that actually matters. Color your bass track blue and your drums warm colors like red or orange. When your session grows, this saves time and mistakes. Now, gain staging coach note, because this makes every plugin behave better. As you build, try to keep the SUB peaking around -10 to -6 dB. Kick and snare also around -10 to -6 dB each, and the whole drum bus group peaking around -8 to -4 dB. This isn't a strict rule, but it keeps you from accidentally overdriving saturator, glue compressor, drum bus, and it makes sidechaining easier to dial. Cool. Step 1. Build the sub first. The sub approach. On the SUB track, load operator. Stock device. Perfect for this. In operator, make oscillator a sine wave. Pure. Clean. Turn the level down a bit to start. Around -12 dB is a safe starting point. Now create a MIDI clip. Make it 8 bars. Key suggestion. F minor. It just works for darker jungle moods, and it sits nicely in that sub range. Let's write a simple rolling rhythm that feels like movement but still leaves room for drums. Put a note on beat 1, then on the end of 1, then on beat 3, then on the end of 3. So it's like, boom, 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 boom with space between. Keep most notes on F1. Then for a little motion. Occasionally swap 1 to EB1 or jump to G1. Don't overdo it. This is beginner friendly and effective. For note lengths, keep the main notes about an eighth note long. Then add 1 or 2 ghost notes. These are the little push notes that lead into the snare and make the groove feel like it's leaning forward. Make the ghost notes 1/16 or shorter and lower velocity. You want them felt more than heard. Now let's shape the sub with a simple stock chain. First, at EQ 8. Important. Don't high pass your sub. People do that out of habit and then wonder why the track has no weight. Instead, if the sub feels boxy or cloudy, make a gentle dip around 200 to 300 HE, maybe -2 to -4 dB. Next, add saturator. Pick soft sine or analog clip mode. Add drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB. Turn on soft clip. This is one of the secrets to Moonlit sub that still translates on smaller speakers. You're adding harmonics, not just volume. Optional. Add a compressor for control. Ratio around 2 to 1. Attack 20 to 30 milliseconds, so you don't kill the punch. Release 80 to 150 milliseconds. Aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. We're not trying to squash it. Just keep it even. Quick check. Your sub should sound stable and confident. If it feels flabby, shorten the MIDI notes or reduce the release in operator so notes don't overlap and smear the low end. One more super important check. Early. Mono. Put utility on the SUB track and set width to 0%. Always keep the true sub mono. Jungle lows punish wide mixes. Alright, step 2. Kick and snare core. In jungle and DNB, snare placement is sacred. It's thin anchor. On the snare track, drop in a snare sample. Use anything decent. A pack snare, your own sample, whatever. Program the snare on beats 2 and 4. Classic backbeat. Now add drum bus on the snare. Drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch 0 to 10%. Keep boom off or extremely low. We want the sub to own the low end in this approach. Then EQ 8 on the snare. High pass around 120 to 180 Hz to remove rumble. If it needs bite, a gentle presence boost around 3 to 6 kHz. Now the kick. On the kick track, choose a tight kick with a short tail. Short tails play nicer with rolling subs. Program kick on beat 1. Optionally add a lighter kick on the end of 2, or just before 3, for drive. Keep it subtle. In this style, kick is support, not the boss. Kick processing. Add EQ 8. High pass around 30 Hz to remove useless sub. If the kick fights the sub, dip a little around 50 to 80 HC. Remember, we're letting the sub dominate that weight zone. Add a very light saturator. Drive 1 to 3 dB, soft clip on. Just enough to make it audible, not enough to flatten it. Quick balance check. You should hear the kick clearly, but when the sub plays, the sub still feels like the heavyweight. Step 3. Break layer for jungle texture. This is where the moonlit jungle character lives. The break gives movement behind your clean kick and snare. On the break track, drag in a classic break. Amen style. Think, hot pants, anything with real groove. Turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats. Preserve can be 1/16 for tight and modern, or 1/8 if you want it looser and more old school. Start with 1/16. Beginner route. Keep it as audio and edit the clip. You don't have to slice yet. Now process the break so it sits behind the core drums. Add EQ 8. High pass between 150 and 250 HC. This is huge. The break should not compete with your sub or even your kick's low body. If it's harsh, gently dip a little around 6 to 10 KHC. Add drum bus on the break. Drive 10 to 25%. Crunch 10 to 30%. This gives grit and cohesion, but we're still controlling it with EQ. Add auto filter for movement. Set it to low pass. Start the cutoff around 8 to 14 KHC. Add a subtle LFO. Rate around 1/4 or 1/8. Small amount. Just a little shimmer movement. Not a big wobble. Blend level tip. Start your break quiet, like -12 to -18 dB, and slowly bring it up until you feel it. If you clearly hear the break as the main drums, it's probably too loud for this specific approach. The main identity should still be your kick and snare with the break as texture. Coach note, don't let the break transient steal the snare. If the snare suddenly feels smaller when the break comes in, do one fix, not five. Option 1. On drum bus on the break, reduce transient slightly to soften attack. Option 2. Dip 2 to 5 kHC a touch on the break where snare crack lives. Option 3. Sidechain the break lightly to the snare so every snare hit reclaims the spotlight. Now step 4. Sidechain to protect the sub pocket. On the sub track, add compressor. Enable sidechain. Set input to the kick track. Settings. Ratio around 3 to 1. Attack fast. 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds. You want the sub to return smoothly, not pump wildly. Adjust the threshold so you get about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. When the kick hits, listen carefully here. The goal isn't a dramatic pumping effect. The goal is that the kick arrives cleanly, and the sub feels like it makes room without disappearing. Optional, but useful. Sidechain the break slightly to the snare. Fast attack and short release. Just 1 to 2 dB gain reduction. That keeps the backbeat super clear. Now step 5. Drum group glue. Group kick. Snare. And break into one group and name it drum bus. On the drum bus, add glue compressor. Attack 10 milliseconds. Release on auto. Ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This is glue, not smash. Optional. Add drum bus after glue. Subtle. Drive 5 to 10%. Boom off. Protect the low end. Add a limiter at the end as safety, just catching peaks, not squashing the life out. Now, the drum room return. Put hybrid reverb on drum room. Choose a small room vibe, autorhythmic or convolution. Decay around 0.4 to 0.9 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds so the reverb doesn't swallow the transient. And high pass inside the reverb around 200 to 400 HC so you're not reverberating low-end mud. Send a little snare to this room and maybe a tiny amount of break. This is that foggy night air. If you overdo it, the groove turns to soup. So keep it subtle. Extra night air trick. After hybrid reverb on the return, add EQ 8 and gently shelf down above 8 to 10 kHz. Darker space feels more moonlit and less fizzy. Optional. Sidechain compress the reverb return from the snare by a couple dB so the ambience tucks out of the way on the hit. Now step 6. Arrangement. Let's make it feel like a real track idea, not just an 8-bar loop you stare at for 2 hours. Here's a simple 16-bar sketch. Bars 1 to 4. Intro. Break is filtered down. Low pass around 6 to 10 kHz. No kick yet. Sub is muted, or extremely light, or you can tease just a higher sub top later. But keep the true sub mostly out for DJ-friendly energy. Bars 5 to 8. Drop. Full drums. Full sub. Open the break filter up toward 14 to 18 kHz across these bars for lift. Bars 9 to 12. Variation. Remove the kick for one bar, or swap a small break fragment, or do a quick snare fill like 1/16 repeats at the end of bar 12. Just one clear change. Bars 13 to 16. Reset. Filter the breakdown again. Tease the next section. Maybe a little reverb send spike on the snare right at the end of bar 16. Pro arrangement tip. Put locators at bar 1, 5, 9, 13, and 17. And give yourself a rule. Each locator must introduce one change. Only one. This keeps it musical and stops you from endlessly looping. Now, a coaching move that's seriously underrated. Pocket is timing, not just sidechain. In Live 12, try micro timing with track delay. Try making the SUB slightly late, like plus 5 to plus 12 milliseconds. Heavier roll. Try making the breaks slightly early, like minus 5 to minus 10 milliseconds. More urgency. These tiny offsets can make the drums feel like they wrap around the bass, without adding any extra compression. Quick mono and volume reality checks. Check mono early, especially with bass. Sub stays mono, always. And a slash B at two volumes. Quiet listening shows balance issues like break too bright or kick too loud. Loud listening reveals harshness and overcompression. Flip between both while looping. Common mistakes to avoid as you refine. If your sub feels smeared, your notes are too long or the release is too high, shorten notes. If your break makes the mix muddy, it probably has hidden low end. High pass it. If you saturate too hard early, you'll lose punch and make mixing harder. If sidechain is too heavy, the bass disappears. Back off threshold or ratio. A kick and sub fight, decide who owns 50 to 88C. In this approach, the sub owns it.